The Writer's Digest Guide to Good Writing by Rudolf Flesch. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Writer's Digest Guide to Good Writing, by Rudolf Flesch, is a comprehensive guide for writers of all levels. It covers topics such as grammar and punctuation, sentence structure, word choice and usage, style and clarity in writing. The book also provides advice on how to write effectively for different types of audiences. Flesch begins the book with an introduction that explains why good writing is important. He then moves on to discuss the basics of grammar and punctuation before delving into more complex topics such as sentence structure and word choice. He emphasizes the importance of using simple language when possible so that readers can easily understand what you are trying to say. In addition to discussing general principles of good writing, Flesch also offers specific tips for improving your own work. For example, he suggests avoiding jargon or overly technical terms unless they are absolutely necessary, instead use words that everyone will understand. He also recommends reading aloud what you have written in order to catch any errors or awkward phrasing. Finally, Flesch provides guidance on how best to tailor your writing depending on who your audience is, whether it's a business report or a creative piece intended for publication. This section includes advice about choosing appropriate tone and style based on the context in which you are writing. Overall, The Writer's Digest Guide to Good Writing is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their skills as a writer. With its clear explanations and practical tips from one of the world's leading experts in communication theory, this book will help even experienced writers take their craft up another level. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Use plain language. Plain language is the most effective way to communicate with readers. It should be used in all forms of writing, from business documents to creative works. Plain language is clear, concise, and easy to understand. Main idea number 2. Know your audience. Knowing your audience is essential to writing effectively. Consider who you are writing for and tailor your writing to their needs and interests. Main idea number 3. Use active voice. Active voice is more direct and engaging than passive voice. It also helps to make your writing more concise and easier to understand. Main idea number 4. Use short sentences. Short sentences are easier to read and understand than long, complex sentences. Keep your sentences concise and to the point. Main idea number 5. Use short paragraphs. Short paragraphs are easier to read and understand than long, complex paragraphs. Keep your paragraphs concise and to the point. Main idea number 6. Use clear headings. Headings help to organize your writing and make it easier to read. Use clear, descriptive headings to help readers quickly find the information they need. Main idea number 7. Use clear transitions. Transitions help to connect ideas and make your writing flow. Use clear transitions to help readers follow your train of thought. Main idea number 8. Use appropriate tone. The tone of your writing should be appropriate for the audience and purpose. Consider the context and adjust your tone accordingly. Main idea number 9. Use appropriate vocabulary. The vocabulary you use should be appropriate for the audience and purpose. Consider the context and adjust your vocabulary accordingly. Main idea number 10. Use appropriate punctuation. Punctuation helps to clarify the meaning of your writing. Use punctuation correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 11. Use appropriate grammar. Grammar helps to clarify the meaning of your writing. Use grammar correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 12. Use appropriate spelling. Spelling helps to clarify the meaning of your writing. Use spelling correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 13. Use appropriate capitalization. Capitalization helps to clarify the meaning of your writing. Use capitalization correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 14. Use appropriate formatting. Formatting helps to organize your writing and make it easier to read. Use formatting correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 15. Use appropriate illustrations. Illustrations can help to clarify the meaning of your writing. Use illustrations correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 16. Use appropriate sources. Sources help to support your writing and make it more credible. Use sources correctly to ensure that your writing is accurate and reliable. Main idea number 17. Use appropriate citations. Citations help to support your writing and make it more credible. Use citations correctly to ensure that your writing is accurate and reliable. Main idea number 18. Use appropriate referencing. Referencing helps to support your writing and make it more credible. Use referencing correctly to ensure that your writing is accurate and reliable. Main idea number 19. Use appropriate editing. Editing helps to improve the quality of your writing. Use editing correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and error-free. Main idea number 20. Use appropriate proofreading. Proofreading helps to improve the quality of your writing. Use proofreading correctly to ensure that your writing is clear and error-free. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Plain language is the most effective way to communicate with readers. It should be used in all forms of writing, from business documents to creative works. Plain language is clear, concise, and easy to understand. By using plain language, writers can ensure that their message will be understood by their audience without confusion or misinterpretation. When writing in plain language, it's important to avoid jargon and technical terms as much as possible. Instead of relying on complex words or phrases that may not be familiar to everyone who reads your work, use simple words and sentences that are easily understandable. It's also important to keep your sentences short and direct so they don't become too long-winded or confusing for readers. Additionally, make sure you use active voice instead of passive voice when possible. This makes your writing more engaging and easier for people to follow along with. By following these tips for using plain language in your writing projects, you can ensure that your message will reach its intended audience clearly and effectively. Main idea number 2. Knowing your audience is essential to writing effectively. Before you begin writing, take a moment to consider who you are writing for and what their needs and interests may be. This will help guide the content of your piece as well as the tone and style in which it is written. For example, if you are writing an article for a professional journal, then it should be more formal than if you were writing an opinion piece for a newspaper or magazine. The language used should also reflect the level of knowledge that readers have on the topic. Technical terms can be used when appropriate, but they should not overwhelm or confuse those with less expertise. It's also important to think about how much background information readers need in order to understand your message. If there is too little context provided, then some readers may become lost while others may find themselves bored by repetition of facts they already know. By taking into account who your audience is before beginning any kind of written work, you can ensure that your message reaches its intended target in the most effective way possible. Main idea number 3. Using active voice in your writing can make it more direct and engaging. It also helps to keep your writing concise and easier to understand. Active voice emphasizes the subject of a sentence, making it clear who is performing an action or taking part in an event. This makes the text more dynamic and interesting for readers. Additionally, using active voice often results in shorter sentences that are less wordy than those written in passive voice. When you use active voice, you should avoid overusing verbs like to be or to have, as they can weaken the impact of your words. Instead, focus on strong verbs that accurately describe what is happening without being overly complicated or flowery. By doing this, you will create a clearer picture for readers while still maintaining a sense of flow throughout your writing. Main idea number 4. Short sentences are an effective way to communicate ideas. They help readers focus on the main point and make it easier to understand complex concepts. By using short sentences, you can ensure that your message is clear and concise. Using HTML tags around paragraphs also helps improve readability by providing a visual break between sections of text. This makes it easier for readers to follow the flow of your writing. Main idea number 5. Short paragraphs are an effective way to communicate ideas. They help break up large blocks of text, making it easier for readers to digest the information. Short paragraphs also make it easier for readers to find specific points within a larger body of text. By keeping each paragraph concise and focused on one main idea, readers can quickly identify what is being discussed. When writing short paragraphs, use simple language that is easy to understand. Avoid using overly complex words or phrases that may confuse the reader. Additionally, try not to include too many details in a single paragraph. Instead, focus on one key point at a time. By following these tips when writing short paragraphs, you can ensure your message is clear and easily understood by your audience. Main idea number 6. H2 Organizing your writing with clear headings. H2. Headings are an important tool for organizing your writing and making it easier to read. They provide readers with a quick overview of the content, allowing them to quickly find the information they need. When creating headings, use clear and descriptive language that accurately reflects the content of each section. This will help readers understand what is being discussed in each part of your writing without having to read through all of it. It's also important to make sure that your headings are consistent throughout your document. For example, if you start off using sentence style capitalization, example, organizing your writing with clear headings, then stick with this style for all other headings as well. Finally, be sure to enclose paragraphs in HTML code PET code tags so that they can be easily identified by search engines and screen readers. Main idea number 7. Transitions are an important part of writing. They help to bridge the gap between ideas and create a smooth flow for readers. By using clear transitions, you can ensure that your writing is easy to follow and understand. For example, if you are discussing two different topics in one paragraph, use a transition word or phrase such as however, in contrast, or on the other hand to clearly indicate when you are switching from one topic to another. This will make it easier for readers to keep track of what point you're making. In addition, transitions can be used within sentences as well. For instance, if you want to emphasize a particular point in your sentence, try using words like moreover or furthermore at the beginning of the clause containing that point. By taking advantage of these techniques and incorporating them into your writing style, you can make sure that your work is both coherent and engaging for readers. Main idea number 8. Having an appropriate tone in your writing is essential for conveying the right message to your audience. It's important to consider the context of what you're writing and adjust your tone accordingly. For example, if you are writing a formal business letter, it would be inappropriate to use slang or casual language. Instead, you should use more professional language. On the other hand, if you are writing a blog post about a fun event that happened over the weekend, then using informal language may be more suitable. The key is to think about who will be reading your work and tailor your tone accordingly. In addition to considering who will read your work, also take into account why they are reading it. If someone is looking for information on how to fix their car engine, then providing detailed instructions in an easy-to-understand manner would be most effective. On the other hand, if someone is reading a story about two friends going on an adventure together, then having a light-hearted and humorous tone might make sense. No matter what type of writing you do or who reads it, having an appropriate tone can help ensure that readers understand and appreciate what you have written. Main idea number 9. The idea of using appropriate vocabulary is an important one for any writer. It involves selecting words that are suitable to the context and audience, as well as being mindful of the purpose of the writing. This means considering who will be reading it, what they expect from it, and how best to communicate with them in a way that resonates. By taking into account these factors when choosing language, writers can ensure their message is conveyed effectively. Using appropriate vocabulary also helps create a sense of professionalism and credibility in writing. When readers encounter unfamiliar terms or phrases that don't fit within the context, this can lead to confusion or even mistrust. On the other hand, if words are chosen carefully and accurately reflect both the subject matter and intended audience, then this can help build trust between reader and writer. In conclusion, using appropriate vocabulary is essential for effective communication in writing. Writers should take care to select words that suitably convey their message while also being mindful of who will be reading it so as not to alienate or confuse them. Main idea number 10. Punctuation is an important tool for making your writing clear and understandable. It helps to break up sentences into meaningful chunks, and it can also be used to emphasize certain words or phrases. When used correctly, punctuation can help you communicate your ideas more effectively. For example, using a comma after introductory phrases such as however, therefore, or in addition will make the sentence easier to read. Similarly, using a colon before a list of items will help readers understand what follows. And when quoting someone else's words, use quotation marks so that readers know which words are yours and which belong to the person you're quoting. In short, proper punctuation is essential for good writing. So take some time to learn how each type of punctuation works. It'll pay off in the end. Main idea number 11. Grammar is an important tool for effective communication. It helps to ensure that your writing conveys the intended meaning and is easily understood by readers. Grammar rules provide structure and clarity, allowing you to express yourself in a precise manner. By using grammar correctly, you can make sure that your ideas are expressed clearly and accurately. Good grammar also adds credibility to your writing. When readers see correct grammar usage, they are more likely to take what you have written seriously. Poorly constructed sentences or incorrect punctuation can lead readers to question the accuracy of your work. Finally, good grammar makes reading easier for everyone involved. Sentences with proper syntax flow better than those without it. This allows readers to quickly understand what you're trying to say without having to decipher confusing language or figure out missing words. In conclusion, using appropriate grammar in all forms of writing is essential for clear communication and understanding between writer and reader alike. Taking the time to learn basic grammatical rules will help improve both the quality of your writing as well as its readability. Main idea number 12. Spelling is an important part of good writing. It helps to ensure that your words are understood and interpreted correctly by the reader. When you use correct spelling, it shows that you have taken care in crafting your message and that you respect the reader's time. Incorrect spelling can lead to confusion or misinterpretation, which can be detrimental to effective communication. Using appropriate spelling also adds a level of professionalism to your writing. It demonstrates attention to detail and accuracy, qualities which are highly valued in any form of written communication. Additionally, using proper spelling conveys a sense of authority on the subject matter being discussed. Finally, correct spelling is essential for search engine optimization, SEO. Search engines rely heavily on keywords when indexing websites. If those keywords are spelled incorrectly, then they will not be picked up by the search engine algorithms. Main idea number 13. Capitalization is an important tool for making your writing clear and easy to understand. When used correctly, it can help emphasize key words or phrases, as well as indicate proper nouns. For example, when referring to a specific person or place, you should always capitalize the first letter of each word in their name. In addition to proper nouns, capitalization should also be used for titles of books and movies, days of the week, months of the year, holidays, religious terms such as God and Jesus Christ, languages such as Spanish and French, nationalities such as American and Chinese, races such as African American and Asian American, historical events like World War II, organizations like NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, political parties like Republican Party or Democratic Party. By using capitalization appropriately in your writing, you will ensure that your readers are able to easily comprehend what you are trying to communicate. It is important to remember that incorrect use of capitalization can lead to confusion or misinterpretation. Main idea number 14. Using appropriate formatting is an important part of good writing. Formatting helps to organize your thoughts and make them easier to read. It also allows readers to quickly identify the main points in a piece of writing, as well as any supporting evidence or examples. When using formatting correctly, it's important to consider the type of document you are creating. For example, if you are writing a formal essay for school, then you should use standard academic formatting such as double spacing between lines and indenting paragraphs. If you are creating a blog post or article for online publication, then it may be more appropriate to use shorter paragraphs with bolded headings. It's also important to pay attention to font size and style when using formatting correctly. Using too small of a font can make text difficult to read. Conversely, using too large of a font can make text look cluttered and unprofessional. Additionally, choosing an appropriate font style, such as serif or sans serif, can help create visual interest in your writing. Overall, proper formatting is essential for producing clear and effective written communication. By taking the time to format your work appropriately according to its purpose and audience, you will ensure that your message comes across clearly. Main idea number 15. Illustrations can be a powerful tool for communicating ideas. They can help to explain complex concepts, provide visual cues that aid in understanding, and add interest to your writing. For example, if you are discussing the anatomy of a flower, an illustration could show the different parts of the flower and how they fit together. Or if you are talking about the structure of a molecule, an illustration could demonstrate its shape and components. When using illustrations in your writing, it is important to make sure they are appropriate for your topic. Choose illustrations that accurately represent what you are trying to communicate and avoid those that may be confusing or misleading. Additionally, make sure any captions or labels used with the illustrations clearly explain their purpose. Finally, consider how much detail should be included in each illustration. Too little information may leave readers confused, while too much information might overwhelm them. When selecting images for your writing project, keep these considerations in mind so that readers will have no trouble understanding what you're trying to say. Main idea number 16. The importance of using appropriate sources when writing cannot be overstated. Sources provide evidence to support your claims and help make your writing more credible. When used correctly, sources can also ensure that the information you present is accurate and reliable. When selecting a source for your writing, it is important to consider its credibility. Look for reputable sources such as books written by experts in the field or peer-reviewed journal articles from respected academic journals. Additionally, double-check any facts or statistics you use from online sources to make sure they are up-to-date and accurate. Once you have selected an appropriate source, it is important to cite it properly in order to give credit where credit is due and avoid plagiarism. Different citation styles require different formats, however, most will include the author's name, title of work, publication date, and page number, if applicable. Using appropriate sources when writing can help strengthen your argument while ensuring accuracy and reliability in your work. By taking the time to select quality sources and citing them correctly, you can create a well-researched piece of writing that readers will find both informative and trustworthy. Main idea number 17. The idea of using appropriate citations is an important one for any writer. Citations provide evidence to support the claims made in a piece of writing, and they also help to ensure that the information presented is accurate and reliable. By citing sources correctly, writers can demonstrate their knowledge of the subject matter and show readers that they have done their research. Additionally, proper citation helps to avoid plagiarism by giving credit where it is due. Citations come in many forms, including footnotes or endnotes, parenthetical references within the text itself, or bibliographies at the end of a document. Depending on which style guide you are following, such as APA or MLA, there may be specific rules about how each type of citation should be formatted. It's important to make sure you understand these guidelines so that your citations are correct. In addition to providing evidence for your claims and avoiding plagiarism, using appropriate citations can also add credibility to your work by showing readers that you have taken care with your research process. This will help them trust what you say more easily than if no citations were used at all. Main idea number 18. The idea of using appropriate referencing is to ensure that your writing is accurate and reliable. Referencing helps to support the claims you make in your writing, as well as providing evidence for any facts or figures you include. It also allows readers to easily find out more information about a particular topic if they wish. When using references, it is important to use them correctly so that they are both accurate and credible. This means citing sources accurately and including all relevant details such as author name, publication date, title of work, etc. Additionally, it is important to check the accuracy of any quotes or statistics used from other sources before including them in your own work. Using appropriate referencing can help improve the quality of your writing by making it more authoritative and trustworthy. It also demonstrates an understanding of research methods which can be beneficial when applying for jobs or further study opportunities. Main idea number 19. Editing is an important part of the writing process. It helps to ensure that your writing is clear, concise, and error-free. Editing can involve checking for grammar and spelling mistakes, as well as ensuring that your ideas are expressed in a logical manner. Additionally, editing can help you refine your writing style by making sure it flows smoothly from one sentence to the next. When editing your work, take time to read through it carefully and make any necessary changes or corrections. Pay attention to details such as punctuation marks and capitalization rules. Also consider how each sentence fits into the overall structure of the piece. If something doesn't seem quite right or could be improved upon, don't hesitate to make adjustments. Finally, remember that good editing takes practice, so don't be discouraged if you find yourself having difficulty at first. With enough effort and dedication, you will soon become more confident in your ability to edit effectively. Main idea number 20. Proofreading is an important step in the writing process. It helps to ensure that your work is free of errors and reads clearly. By taking the time to proofread, you can make sure that your writing conveys its intended message accurately and effectively. When proofreading, it's important to read through your work carefully and look for any mistakes or typos. Pay attention to spelling, grammar, punctuation, capitalization, word choice, sentence structure, and overall clarity. Make sure that each sentence makes sense on its own as well as within the context of the entire piece. It's also helpful to have someone else review your work before submitting it for publication or other purposes. A fresh set of eyes can often catch errors that you may have missed during your own proofreading session. By using appropriate proofreading techniques when crafting a written piece, you can be confident that what you are presenting is accurate and error-free. This will help ensure that readers understand exactly what you are trying to communicate. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.